It's Jefferson Graham. Welcome to the podcast. We got a lot of interesting questions that came in from viewers and listeners this week, and I wanted to run them down. I just did a live show where I talked about how I've got 30 how-to tutorials on iPhone photography. It's up on YouTube right now. I've been just slowly adding them over the past year, and now I've got 30, and I actually will be at 31 pretty soon. I've got a new one coming out about hyperlapse, how to do a walking time lapse. It's pretty cool. But I thought on today's show I would just run by some of the questions because they were really good ones. We'll begin with how to prepare an iPhone when you're going to use it as camera only. I run around with multiple cameras while producing PhotoWalks TV, multiple iPhones, I should say, and a Galaxy, and only one of them has wireless service. So most of the storage space on your phone is going to be your photos and video. The apps aren't going to be that much. Yeah, you can delete all the apps, but leave on the photo ones, right? Leave on Lightroom and Snapseed and things like that. And then basically, once you do all your photos and video, you'll be airdropping them or using a cable to get them to your computer. Really good question from Todd W. I showed off a technique where when you turn on photo and you flip the shutter, hold down the shutter to the right, you can start not only shooting video, but if you go upwards while your finger is down, you can zoom in a way that you can't do in the video app. And he wants to know, Todd wants to know, does it degrade the quality like digital zoom does on photos? And the answer, Todd, is yes. Be careful, though. If you play by the numbers and use zoom from 1x to 2x to 3x, etc., and stick on the optical numbers, you'll do fine. If you go past whatever your top one is on the iPhone, I was just testing it on my iPhone 15 Pro Max, which maxes out at 5x. Now, it'll keep going in digital zoom beyond 5x. So my recommendation is no, because you could definitely see the quality fall to pieces once you do that. But stick with the numbers, you'll do okay. In a similar vein, someone asked me is it better to use the dedicated 1x, 2x, 5x numbers in the photo app than to pinch and zoom? And of course, that is a big yes. Pinching and zoom degrades the quality. A digital zoom is just a crop. It's highly pixelated and it looks terrible. Another person wants to know 24, 28, or 35. That refers to on the iPhone 15 Pro Max, you can now dedicate your wide angle to be either the 24, 28 millimeter, which is slightly less wide, or 35, which is even less wide. But 24 is the optical, 28 and 35 is a crop. So, and if I'm going to go ultra wide, I want to go ultra wide. So I'm at 24 millimeter. Is there a way to add a vignette into your photo in the editing app? And that would be a big, huge yes. In the Apple Photos app, once you click edit, if you go all the way to the other side, on the other side of the magic wand, you've got the vignette feature there, and it's pretty good. I just would recommend using a pinch. Don't do a lot of it. Just a little touch adds a lot. Do you apply the f-stops before or after? Now, what that means is when you shoot in portrait mode, you have the choice of selecting the f-stop that you want to shoot in. It's a virtual f-stop, but you can adjust the blur. You can go from f1.4 to f13. And obviously, 1.4 is blurry background, and f13 is not. It's totally flat. The beauty of the iPhone is that you could do it either way. You could do it before or you could do it after. So I tend to do it after. You turn on portrait mode, you kind of forget. You're doing iPhone, everything is fast. Let me take your picture, put it on portrait, boom, snap. So I tend to do it afterwards. Debbie mentions that she likes my two camera approach, taking two cameras while you're doing travel photography, because when one runs dead, Well, gosh, then the next one isn't dead. So she just switches to the other phone and charges the previous model at the same time, which is good. I will say that as somebody who runs out shooting episodes of a video series on the iPhone, or the Galaxy, really, I am usually down to 20% by 11:30, 12 o'clock. So it goes fast. And that's on both phones because I'm running both phones at the same time. So my trick, and it's not much of a trick, but I bring a power bank with me. And this power bank has two outlets, one for Lightning, one for USB, which is perfect because I've got an iPhone 14 Pro Max and a 15 Pro Max. One takes USB-C, the other takes Lightning. So I charge both of them at lunchtime, and then I'm ready for more. What video editing program do I use to produce PhotoWalks TV? That would be Final Cut Pro. Final Cut Pro X, as they named it in 2012, and they've done a lot of updates, but they've never put on a new number. I've been using Final Cut Pro 10 every day since 2012, and that is every day. So I'm really, really comfortable with it. There are other options. There's Adobe Premiere Pro, which a lot of people like. There's DaVinci Resolve, which is free. There's iMovie, which is free. Adobe Premiere Elements, which sells for like $50 to $100. That's usually the program I recommend for Windows. There's a lot of choices. I am so used to Final Cut Pro, I'm just really comfortable there. So that's what I use. Can you explain what cinematic mode is? Cinematic is portrait mode for video, and it works really well. I use it all the time. Debbie has another interesting question. If you shoot, first of all, know that I shoot burst mode to stop action. And I shoot burst mode by putting my finger on the shutter and sliding it to the side. And with that, I can stop action and do 35, 40, 50 shots at once. And you could also do it by using the top volume button on the top left volume button. That will also give you burst mode. So she wants to know how to, you know, she has a hard time selecting which of those images that she wants, because in burst mode, Apple selects one, and it's not always right. It's not always right. So it's kind of hard to see on the iPhone. I prefer to look at the pictures on my computer. So if it's something important, I will go in, select, edit, and I will click every last one of them and then airdrop them to my computer. I've got a MacBook 16, so I could see it. And I find it much easier to do my selection that way. Folks, I love hearing from you. I love hearing the questions. Send me an email, photowalkstv@gmail.com. Another friendly reminder to go to youtube.com/photowalkstv and look for my playlist on iPhone Photography 101, 30 big tutorials right there. I'm sure you'll have some questions after you watch it, so send me a note. Be sure to listen to the podcast. Watch the PhotoWalks TV series on YouTube. This week we're in Oceanside, San Diego's Oceanside, which is one of the great coastal towns, and I think it came out really well. If you want to see the iPhone at its best, check out this episode. I'm Jefferson Graham, and I'll see you, will I see you? I don't know if I'll see you, but you'll hear from me on the very next episode. Thanks for listening.